you were to go outside and throw one at the other.
I'd throw a rock.
Okay. All right, we're just zooming. Okay. Now, we'll go through a couple of these pretty fast. A woman who loses her husband is called
widow.
Okay. And a child who is not recognized by his parents, or his parents weren't married.
Orphan.
The parents weren't married when he was born.
Oh, a bastard.
Would they use any other term?
Illegitimate.
Okay. And sometimes there's a noisy party after people get married.
Chivalry.
Okay. What is a chivalry, or just exactly?
Well, you go there and you take bells, cowbells and everything, and pin pans, and everything will make any noise. And of course, they're supposed to, you know, later in the evening, and you take treats. But you go up and wake them up with these cowbells and pounding on the pans and everything, and wake them up, and they let you in, and you have refreshment.
So that's a matter of approval or disapproval?
Yes. Oh, approval. Yes, very much.
I see. Okay. And a type of instrument you play in your hands?
Harp.
That's what they call that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And harmonica.
Which would you use more frequently, you think?
Harp.
Okay. And with it you could play...
tunes.
Or beautiful...
music.
Okay. And one of these things where kids play on them and one kid sits on one...
slide. Or teeter-totter.
Would you ever use the word seesaw?
Yes.
The teeter-totter.
But not as much as a teeter-totter.
Okay. Let's see. Got a few more of these. What's the? If you have a chicken dinner and kids sometimes make, they get a certain bone. And
wishbone.
Okay.
Wishes.
Who
the
wins?
One that gets the top on yet. Doesn't have to be kids either. We do it all the time.
Really? That's great.
He says I cheat.
I think in some other places the small bone wins.
Pardon?
In some other places the person who gets the small piece wins.
Oh.
In the South, I think.
Well, yeah. It's the big piece here.
Uh-huh. Are there any superstitions that you know about in town here or this part of Wyoming?
Well, you should plant when it's in the moon, according to the almanac. Your garden's supposed to be better. You can say you put the garden in today. Well, it would have been better if you'd have put it in tomorrow, because that's the sign of the moon.
Now, which
same one the White House is run on.
Yes.
Now, you plant in a certain quarter of the moon? Or?
Yes, they tell you in the dark of the moon or something there, but you get these little things and like
the
that. Uh-huh. And it'll tell you now, like
plums.
This one's plums.
It's the best.
But we can't do, he's got to dig the holes, have them ready for me, because the 26th and 27th, which is Thursday and Friday, I want to put my plants in. Supposedly, they do better.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe it works.
Yeah, according to how the moon is.
Now, are there any haunted houses around here?
No, not that we know of.
Well, the kids are the one across the creek is.
Yeah, they say that.
I chase the kids out of there every so often. We want to see this haunted house.
And there was supposed to have been one years ago up here. My brother was a little scary, and there's a sawmill or something up there someone had died in.
Oh, I see.
But
now, it would be haunted by what?
Ghosts.
Mostly just by the rubbing of two boards together that makes a noise.
I see, but they would use...
They think the ghost, yes.
Or two tree limbs.
Don't you know this? The ghost of Sam McGee? Up there in Alaska, don't you know that that poem?
Don't know anything about
that. Oh my, Ghost of Sam McGee.
Too bad.
We know that poem. What's one of those?
Cremation of Sam McGee.
Yeah. I was trying to tell who he was, but I'm not remembering who the story. Who
Robert
wrote them?
Robert.
No.
Robert Service.
Service.
Poem.
Services poem. Yes, look up some service poems. They're very good.
Now, if you were, maybe if you were...